Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Mark pointed this out a few minutes ago, and now Karen has as well. Decommit from the University of Florida, Shamar James. He's a linebacker out of Mobile. Decommitted here very recently to Florida. And I believe he visited, it says here, Georgia recently, correct? I don't know what his entire list is, but that's not the best of news there. Jeff in Ashland City. This is true. I don't know how many of you remember this. Speaking of my boy, Danny Ford. You know I love me some Danny Ford. Says, Bill, I remember when Danny was the coach at Arkansas. Remember, he got fired, NCAA thing, at Clemson. After winning the Natty in 1981, about 7-8 years later, he got fired. And he was out of coaching. Then he got brought in to Arkansas to be kind of a consultant. Next thing you know, he's the head coach. And it was an Arkansas-Tennessee game. Heath Shuler was the quarterback for the Vols. Jeff points this out. Ford thought that Tennessee was trying to run up the scores at the end of the game. Didn't realize that a mic was live near him. And he said on TV, loud and clear, wouldn't it be bad if somebody tore up his knee right about now? Talking about Heath Shuler. That did happen. My boy Danny, I'm sure he regrets that. But that did happen. I'd forgotten all about that until Jeff brought it up. Yeah, he was. You know how Danny used to. Some funny stories about Danny. If you get some of his former assistants, I've talked to his assistants about him so many times, and they just glowingly tell stories about Danny. And Danny was an interesting, of course, Danny's from Gadsden, Alabama. Danny played for Alabama, but he was at Clemson and won a Natty there in 1981. But Tommy West, Woody McCorvey is now kind of Dabo Swinney's right-hand man at Clemson. But when they were all there before in the 80s, Danny had a lot of quirks about him. And one was, now think about this. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. And Tommy West tells this story. Danny would always kind of crouch down because he wanted to be able to see the line of scrimmage, right? Danny's a trench warfare guy. And he would crouch down a lot so he could see it. But the other thing he tried to get his offensive coordinator to do is run the plays towards the sideline where Danny was, particularly if it was a short side of the field, because Danny wants to see it up close. I'm not kidding. That was a thing. I don't know how many of you, maybe you've never heard this before. Now, again, Danny didn't stress it to the point of demanding it, but he kind of pouted about it. And he wanted the plays to come right in towards him to where he could get down, you know, from his coaching perch on the sideline and see the development of the play up close in real time. That was one of his quirks. And they tell so many other stories. One particular story where Danny was telling the offensive coordinator, do not throw this ball, this particular play, because that linebacker over there is going to get his hands on it. And time went on, and they got a few quarters in, and then the play was called, and that linebacker tipped that ball, and it was picked for a six the other way. And Danny just going nuclear on the sidelines. Or I told you this one. They're in a staff meeting about recruiting. And they're going coach by coach. It's early in the morning. And each coach is telling everybody, the rest of the staff and Danny, what they scouted over the weekend and their evaluation of whoever the player was. They get to a certain coach. And he said, I didn't get out to see the player, but I listened to it on the radio, and he sounded pretty good on the radio. And Danny's response to that. Hearing them tell, the stories like that really are unlimited with Danny. Some just fantastic stories. Danny's still got his farm over there by Clemson, and farms it every day. I haven't been in touch with him. We used to go to lunch when it would be the SEC football media days in Birmingham, and several years there we'd go to lunch and hang out, but lost track of him, but always been a huge fan. Always loved me some Danny. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast says, I am now waving the white flag. It's time for Florida to move on from Mullen. The program is stuck in the mud. Only way to get out of the mud is to recruit, and we know Mullen doesn't like to recruit. The current class is starting to fall apart. Dan Mullen has never been a Chase Johnny five-star guy. Now, we may want to go back and look and say, well, at Mississippi State, that's not really what you can do anyways. So I do want to be a little bit fair here. Yet Mississippi State, you're not going to be on, and the state of Mississippi is a very fertile state producing players when you compare the players that that state produces with the population base, which is tiny, okay? Greater Atlanta is several times bigger than the population base of the state of Mississippi, the city of Atlanta. At least 2.5 times probably bigger. But the state produces an unusually large amount of players. But at Mississippi State, you're not going to be chasing Alabama's same list, okay? Or LSU's same list, or Georgia's, or go down the line, right? But Mullen is, it is accurate. Mullen is not Mr. Chase Johnny five-star guy. See, at Florida, you have to do that. There's no reason at Florida why you are not chasing down and landing Johnny Five-Star on a level as big as anybody else in the United States of America. There is no excuse for that other than ain't getting it done. We already know that's Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen does several things really, really well. Acquisition of talent, roster-wise, that you should have at Florida, top to bottom in that roster. I understand they just had Kyle Pitts and Tony, and lots of good talent. But I'm talking about depth on a roster. Those are really good players. I'm talking about numbers. Jim and Jupiter, Mario is perhaps the only guy I think that could make Miami relevant again. Problem is they won't pay him. There is a perception that's very unfortunate about Miami, and that is there's a lethargic, non-caring leadership entity there when it comes to the football program. It just doesn't seem like it's that important to them. It sure feels like Miami's 83 to 2001 run was remarkable, exhilarating, incredible, one of the all-time feats. But it's just a picture in time now. And it does not look like they have any idea, any plan, any way that they can recapture that. I don't think they can. I've given up on Miami. If you're a Miami fan, I know you don't want to hear that. I have given up on Miami becoming something of a national threat entity again. I have officially, you know how Karen, like a couple weeks ago, quit the show? I have officially quit Miami. We'll still talk about them. I mean, if it comes up, we'll hang out a little bit with them, but I've quit Miami. I've also quit Nebraska. Josh in London. Bill, what about Jeff Hafley? I thought he'd get his name out there a little bit more. Well, there's really not a whole lot. I mean, Jeff Hafley's not going to get the Southern Cal job. He's not going to get the LSU job. He is in year two at Boston College. Year one was very good. He doesn't have Phil Dracovic, who's injured now, his star quarterback transfer from Notre Dame. But Boston College is a good-looking, well-coached football team that I think the future is bright because he's a good coach. But his opportunities I don't think will be next a national championship superpower type entity. I don't think he's – resume-wise, I don't think he's there right now. Not that far along. But, yes, I agree with you. I do think all we have, what do we have open right now? We've got LSU, Southern Cal, Georgia Southern. What am I leaving out? Now, there'll be a few others, but as of this very moment, what do we have? LSU, Southern Cal, Georgia Southern. Remember, Georgia Southern fired their coach the same day that dude was on top of the bus shotgunning a beer on the way to a game. One of the players. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, not sure why Mario's getting all this love. In my opinion, he's underachieved in Oregon. Easy conference, unlimited Nike money, and he's an underdog this weekend to the Sissy Blue Shirts. Yeah, I don't I think Mario's getting love a couple of ways. Number one, he played at Miami. So if Manny Diaz doesn't ultimately survive, whether it's legit or not, that name's going to come up. And he did go into Ohio State and win that game. I mean, that counts. That stands for something. He also got beat by Stanford, which is inexplicable, but it happened, right? I mean, I don't think he's an A-list coach, but he's done a pretty good job out there. He probably is the best recruiter out on that coast, too. Right now, it's not Southern Cal. Right now, it's not Southern Cal, it's Oregon. All right, we'll get the break. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at this crash up against the wall over here in Two Rivers. It's going to be on Briley Parkway just before you get to McGavick Pike. That's Briley Parkway going southbound. Everybody's staring at that crash, 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. That's just aggravating all that heavy traffic trying to get in from Rutherford County. Give yourself extra time. It's still busy coming down the interstate here all night, 40 through Mount Juliet. All that traffic leaving Wilson County, making its way towards Nashville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
It's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
A trip to the World Series is on the line as the Braves and Dodgers battle it out in the 2021 National League Championship Series.
Line drive, that is through. Here comes Dansby, and the Braves walk it off.
Tonight, it's an epic Game 4 of the National League Championship Series from Dodger Stadium in L.A. as the Braves take on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:50 on your home for the Braves postseason, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, 78 is the high for today. For tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, 20%, low 61. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Thursday night, cloudy, 51. Sunshine for Friday, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
All right. Pat, can you grab the Rush Probst audio clip? Do you have that available at your fingertips? Let me know when you grab it. Steven down in Baton Rouge says, Bill, no matter what day it is, as soon as it gets to that Rush Probst clip, in my head I say, quote, all that ridicule. So, Patton, you let me know when you're good with that, and we will fire that one off for Steven. Perry Mason says, that one gets me fired up, too, until I start thinking about Dan Mullen is the leader of our team. Wow. I got to tell you. Now, you Florida fans, you confirm or you reject this. Before I get to that, Patton's got the audio clip. Hit it.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
That would be, if you're a coach, just put that audio clip in your locker room before a game. I don't care what sport it is. It could be your football, your basketball, your volleyball team, your marbles, your piano team. Patton, hit that. Get ready to hit that one more time. You're the piano coach at a school, and you're trying to get everybody fired up about a recital. And for some reason, earlier in the season, you got beat really bad in a recital, and you made a fool out of yourself. The other team ran it up on you. Patton, you play this clip right here.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pounded on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
And you go and you dominate the next recital. Now, I say this because as a kid, I took piano lessons. And I had to perform at a recital. The teacher, my piano teacher was a 200-year-old nun. She might have been 300. I don't know. When you're 6 or 7, somebody who's that old, they just look old, right? Every morning before school, at St. Bernard, actually it's pronounced St. Bernard, I would meet this nun up in one of the offices on about the 3rd floor of the school, and I would get my piano lesson every morning. And actually had to perform the song The Sailor's Dance in front of a crowd at about 7 years of age. I'm not kidding. Maybe that was my first foray into being in front of people, right? Like, even though that was never the plan, maybe that was the first hint I would end up doing something in front of people. The Sailor's Dance. And I remember I practiced it so many times because I was afraid of a screw-up. I practiced it. I think I practiced that song until my fingers bled. And I pulled it off. I did not stumble one time during the song. That was my only, I don't remember what happened, but after that, I don't think I was so bad. It was just over, but I don't remember. I remember about another year of lessons, and I think my mom let me quit. I didn't like it. Yeah, mom, after about a year of complaining about not enjoying this, I think my mom let me quit, is what happened. Yeah, Perry Mason said that clip of Coach Rush Probst is something that fires him up until he thinks about Dan Mullen. Oh, here's what I was going to say before we had that clip there. Gator fans, and this is Dan Mullen's 4th year. Gator fans, at least until recently, have always, I think the majority of them, the vast majority of them, have held on and supported Dan Mullen. And even if there's a moment here or there that didn't do them justice, didn't do so well, Gator fans have held on. Dan Mullen is still our right hire. This is the right guy. I don't think the fan base in Mass feels that way right now. I think this has changed. You Gator fans, if I'm wrong, then correct me. If you're not in that category, absolutely let me know. But I think this last week, the LSU game, and I know the Kentucky game didn't make you happy either, but I think the LSU game is the one that's turned it. I don't think the masses right now are so quick to come to Dan Mullen's defense anymore. You can tell any fan base, you can tell when things have changed, when the sentiment has changed. And I think that's where we are at right now with Florida. I do. That's the sense I'm getting. One other note here, Georgia dog down on the Emerald Coast. And it's from Dog Nation, from Griff's site. On average, Metro Atlanta produces more blue-chip recruits than the likes of the state of Alabama, Louisiana, and Ohio. Alvin Kamara, Derrick Brown, and the Atlanta Falcons' 2020 first-round pick, A.J. Terrell, all came from that area. It's one of the best recruiting areas in the country. for both high-end and volume. It's true. Yeah, it's true. That's not an original thought there, but it's true. It backs up. That whole just Metro Atlanta is just crazy. And you know what? We can expand it out and say, hey, let's not limit it to football. I don't care what sport you're talking about. Doesn't matter. It could be soccer. It could be loaded with baseball talent. Basketball, incredible basketball talent in Metro Atlanta. Remember we brought this up on the show before? Athens, Georgia's just down the road a little bit. The University of Georgia historically has never been able to say Atlanta, and I'm talking about, again, Georgia basketball, okay, has never been able to say Atlanta, you're ours. Why is that? If you're the Georgia coach, and I saw the Hugh Durham team, I saw get to the Final Four in, was that 83? Right there. Lost to Jimmy V's NC State team. I believe it was 83. But that team, Dominique Wilkins was gone, but Dominique was from North Carolina. Terry Fair, Vern Fleming was from New York. It really wasn't a huge Georgia-based team, meaning, you know, recruits from. Where was Terry Fair? I think Terry Fair was from Georgia, though. Vern Fleming was from New York, though. But all these coaches through the years, when it comes to Georgia basketball, not one of them has ever gone into Atlanta or been able to go into Atlanta and say, this is ours. Atlanta is ours. We're going to get the top 2 to 3 players, basketball players, every year to come down the street over here in Athens. Why is that? Now, I know I've heard the replies through the years. Atlanta is a heavy AAU area, which AAU ball is as crooked as anything can possibly be. That's one of the answers you get. And it ain't about supporting the local. It's about who's greasing whose palm. Yeah, AAU ball has been sleaze ball for decades, centuries. And that's one of the replies you get to the reason why. But somebody's getting those players. You know, why isn't it Georgia? I've never heard the full answer to all of that. West Coast Sooner, I believe, is next in line here. Welcome in, sir, out Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, Bill. Speaking of Georgia, they are looking like the real deal right now. All those finally 5-stars are stacking up, and they're getting that depth going. And they're proving it on the field, and they're looking very dominant.
By the way, you being a California dude, did you pay any attention to Brock Bowers during recruiting, the tight end now at Georgia, out of Napa?
Yeah, I like following recruiting. It's one of my one of my things I like to do. And he's a top notch recruit. I didn't think he'd be as dominant coming in right from the get-go, but he's proven it on the field, and, like, he is a big-time talent.
Incredible. Yeah, incredible. Thing about him is he's listed 6'5"-ish. He looks all of that. He runs like he's 6'1", 180. This guy gets out in space and pulls away from DBs.
Yeah, it's incredible, and he's like a mismatch nightmare. I don't think we have anyone in our secondary that can cover him one-on-one, but – yeah, he's looking like the real deal, and he's just another piece to that puzzle for them. And yeah. I don't know, I've been listening to your show since you started at WNSR, and I feel like Georgia has been one of the teams that you think has a lot of potential, and I feel like this is their year to finally capitalize
on
all that.
So this is, if they're going to do it, this now that team a couple of years ago that had Alabama beat was another one, but you're saying this is the one. If you what if they don't get it done this year, what's the reply?
I mean, for me, I mean, they'll always be in the hunt for it, but I feel like this will be just another letdown year if they don't, and I don't see another one on the horizon anytime soon. I mean, maybe people will stop buying into what Kirby has to say, and maybe someone in the East will start to take over. I mean, they'll still be the dominant force in the East. And we'll see when OU and Texas come into the league, see how that mixes things up. But, I mean, this is the most complete team I've seen from them, even with their previous regimes of like Mark Richt and everything. I think this is the year to finally capitalize on that. I mean, when we played them in the Rose Bowl, they had a really talented team, but I don't think it comes to the level of depth that they currently have right now, because they've had top three classes the past, well, since Kirby got there. So I think this is the year to finally capitalize on it, and I don't see anyone getting in their way.
So you were at OU, so I could understand, but you did not hear the show ever when we were on Sirius XM.
No, I actually picked you guys up shortly after you left there. A friend of mine, his dad used to listen to you on Sirius XM going into work every morning. And, he mentioned you, and I looked you up, and I picked you up on WNSR. That's where I found you.
Wow.
So I'm like, perfect.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I'm relatively new at listening to your show. Glad I found you guys, because I love the sport of talking college football. And, it's just it's always been my thing. So I'm glad I have this platform with you to speak. And, there's a lot of things that go into college football that I love to follow. So I'm glad we can talk about that every day.
Good friend. Stay in touch. Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks for taking my call, Bill. You guys have a good one.
Topwater Assassin. How many of you will remember this? We were talking about Danny Ford and the Heath Shuler comment at the end of that game. Was that 92-ish? What year would that have been? 92, 93, somewhere in there. 92, maybe. Topwater Assassin. Danny got the Arkansas job because my Citadel Bulldogs, Bill, beat Arkansas. Season opener, 1992. Arkansas loses to the Citadel. Their coach, Jack Crow, gets fired. I believe it was game one. Now, how many examples do you know of where the coach gets fired game one? Some of you were saying, Bill, it's kind of odd. Coach O gets fired about midway through this 21 season, and it's amicable. They meet behind the scenes. He's going to get his money. They have a press conference together. Bill, that's a little odd. As odd as 1992, Jack Crow gets fired. Now, I think what happened is Joe Kynes, you Alabama fans, took over, I think, that year and coached it out. And then 93, Danny took over. You can correct me on that. I think that's what happened. I don't think Danny was there as like a consultant. But then they said he's going to take over. I remember talking to my friends, my Clemson buddies, when Danny went to Arkansas just to be kind of a overlooker. And they were saying, no, Bill, he doesn't want to be the head coach there. Blink, he's the head coach. They were all telling me, no, Bill, he's not going there for that. I'm promising you, Bill. And then blink, and he's named. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still crazy slow over here on Briley Parkway southbound, trying to get through Two Rivers, right at Gallatin Pikes where the backup is. It's all because of that crash. It's still up against the wall on Briley Parkway just before you get to McGavick Pike. Again, that's over here in Two Rivers. Traffic still heavy. 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Watch your speed. Lots of radar out here this morning. Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
Something that I absolutely love about the show. This tweet right here. Bill, and this is Tim. Over in South Carolina. Bill, I live 5 minutes from Danny's farm, Danny Ford's, in Pendleton, South Carolina. Says, I have a close friend who played in the upstate of South Carolina. He went out to Arkansas for an official visit and said when Danny walked into the beautiful office, he had straw sticking out of his boots and cow bleep on the bottom. That sounds like Danny. Oh, my gosh. Brian, checking in this morning, says, Bill, IMG Academy has far better facilities than Miami. No kids who go to Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, LSU, etc. on a recruiting trip is going to be satisfied with what Miami offers them. One other, and then we'll get a call. Coach's hot seat, Lake Tahoe, this morning. Bill, big game tonight for Jamie Chadwell against Appy State, because if Chadwell keeps this going, he's won 18 of the last 19 games. He is set up to get that Miami job, and he has the kind of offense that can get the Canes program rolling again. Jamie Chadwell from East Tennessee, from the Oak Ridge area. You know who else, I know this is way off topic. This is so far off the topic. You know who else is from East Tennessee? Like the Oak Ridge area? Megan Fox. She moved when she was five or so down to Florida to, I believe, Tampa St. Pete area. I think that area, went to school there and then went out to Hollywood, et cetera, when she was, I think she dropped out when she was like a junior or something, was going to a Catholic school somewhere over there in Florida, and then went out to L.A. and became a superstar. She was born and raised originally in the Oak Ridge, East Tennessee area. Somewhere over there. Trevor Lawrence is from Upper East Tennessee, a little bit further over. Interesting. I don't even know why that came up just now. I have no idea why that came up. Anyways, down to Tampa, and what's up, Alan? How you doing today, sir?
Good, buddy. Headed back to Fort Lauderdale. Headed home.
How far, you've told me this before, how far of a drive is it from Fort Lauderdale to Tampa?
That'll stop 3 hours, 45 minutes, 4 hours.
Okay. That's not too bad. That's not exactly, bad. If I go to Chattanooga, if I go to Atlanta from here, it's about 4 hours.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, it's an easy drive. I tell you, man, them Gator fans was turning on Cousin Eddie.
This is the first week I've noticed that the sentiment has definitely changed.
Well, that was his ceiling in Mississippi State, right? Lose 3-4 games a year, wasn't that his ceiling?
Yeah, but it was okay there because it's Mississippi State, and the expectation isn't very high compared to the way it would be at Florida. So that was considered overachieving there. Here, it's mediocrity.
Yeah, you get 8-9 wins a year, there they love you, just like, you know, Kentucky, same thing. Florida, if you ain't playing for a natty or in the playoffs, you're in trouble.
Very true.
You know, you're talking about the Coach O thing. It's like, say, you go to get a divorce, and you tell your lawyer, I ain't giving her a bleep. And then you show up, your lawyer, her lawyer pulls out the envelope with some photos in it, and all of a sudden you say, give her whatever she wants. But that's a dirt situation. Well, Coach O knows some things. They know some things. I won't kiss and tell. If you won't kiss and tell, here's your $18 million.
Yes, and Landry was talking about that. We'll have him on tomorrow in his regular slot. But in that document, I'm sure, Alan, there's a lot of legal boilerplate terminology which says, keep your mouth shut, and you'll keep getting paid.
Yeah, I know a guy that got divorced, and he has a lot of scratch. And same thing. His wife, he did some things he shouldn't have done. And she has something, but she says not one word about him. If she does, all the money goes away.
I hear you, man. I hear
you. And also, the Georgia thing, don't you think we have to look at Kirby like we did Bobby? Until Bobby couldn't win the big one, he finally won a natty. I mean, that's pretty much Kirby. Bobby had a top three, top two, number one, top five. He just couldn't get over the hump for years. Everybody always said he couldn't win the big one. I think Kirby pretty much falls in the same category.
Until 1993, every Florida State call, at least the detractors, maybe not the Florida State fans, but the detractors would say, what has Bobby ever won? And when he lost that Notre Dame game, the year they won it, that's the call we got one after another. See? Told you. And then, of course, Notre Dame lost to Boston College. Florida State gets to the Natty and wins it. But that is a decent analogy. That's pretty good.
You know, and I remember the Notre Dame game. I wanted to pull my hair out. And I remember all the wide rides in Miami. I mean, you got to stay to Florida with probably the best talent in the anywhere, and you can't recruit a damn kicker. I mean, come on, man.
Till they got to what? Sebastian Janikowski. Was Janikowski the first really good one?
Oh, that guy was. Oh, hell, God, he was something else, man. We were playing the Lizards in Gainesville. It was like a 45-yard field goal. They had a penalty or something. And he threw the top of all. He's talking to Gator top of the field. Backed up 10 yards, dude, booted him right down the middle.
Dude had a howitzer for a left leg. Yep. Incredible.
Hey, now, here's the music. I'm not Griff. Have a good day, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. Markets up this morning. It's green. Not super green green, but it's positive right now. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still crazy slow over here on Briley Parkway southbound, trying to get through Two Rivers right at Gallatin Pikes where the backup is. It's all because of that crash. It's still up against the wall on Briley Parkway just before you get to McGavick Pike. Again, that's over here in Two Rivers. Traffic still heavy. 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Watch your speed. Lots of radar out here this morning. Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, 78 is the high for today. For tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, 20%, low 61. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Thursday night, cloudy, 51. Sunshine for Friday, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Chris Landry tomorrow. Josh Newberg tomorrow. Bama Mark, Bill. Has the Cosby Cattleman been on this week? If not, where is he? Maybe he's getting his pumpkins at Dollywood. I know he loves Dolly's pumpkins. He brings it up every time he comes on. Okay? No, he is not. We have not heard from him. That is weird. That's odd that we have not heard from him. Particularly after Baby Kiff and the Vol game and what went down in that game. We have not heard from him. We don't need somebody else from the Hall of Fame ghosting the show like Black has. Black has not called the show since game one this year. He hasn't called the show during the playing portion of the season at all. He called us before the season and said, Bill, quit complaining about me not calling. I can call anytime and put up 50 points in my church shoes. We haven't heard from him since. After he talked me off the ledge and said it's all good, we have not heard from Black. Good point. Yeah, good point. More here. The smoke doctor up in Ohio. Bill, do you really think Oregon goes into CBUS now and beats the Buckeyes? Yes, we were beaten by a better coach team in early September, but the Buckeyes are a different team now. No, I do not think Oregon would go in there and win that game now. And it's if Ohio State wins out, it's not going to hurt you. You win out in your league, you're in the playoffs, period. So that game won't matter provided you take care of your business, which I think you will. Gator Brandon, Bill, you're right about Gator fans. Mullen ain't changing. He is what he is, and we got what we got. Jeff Chu, Bill, what about this for some show content? Florida fires Mullen after 2022. Florida hires Kiffin as the head coach. Ole Miss then hires Mullen as the head coach, who was just fired from Florida and used to coach Mississippi State. That would be interesting. Now, the Cosby Cattleman hates everything about Tennessee. He's a Tennessee fan, but he also hates other schools. He hates Florida. He hates Georgia. Hates Vanderbilt, calls them Peabody. He hates lots of other schools. If Mullen was fired and Kiff, maybe Kiff got that job, that'd be kind of a problem for the Cosby Cattleman. I don't know what he would do then. What his devotion and love for baby Kiff withstand his dislike, his hatred for Florida. That would be interesting. We were talking about that 83 Georgia Final Four team. No. We were not interrupting the football talk with basketball. Was not doing that. But I just brought up, why can't Georgia ever get the Atlanta kids to infiltrate Athens? It's been a question for 40 years now. We're talking about that Final Four team that lost to NC State. Terry Fair, I was right, was from Georgia. Tony in Atlanta said, Bill, Terry Fair was from Macon. He goes, I went to high school with him. Rest in peace. I did not know. He's deceased. Is that right? I did not know that. Who was the kid from Macon a couple of years later? Was the number one ranked player in the country, 6'6", went to Kentucky, and that's when the Eddie Sutton thing all blew up. Oh, who was that? And he wasn't as good as he was ranked. He was okay, but I don't think he ever went on to do anything like in Pro Bowl. But he was the number one ranked player in America. Out of Macon and went to Kentucky and everything. That's when Sean Kemp and just the whole thing blew up. Emory Air Freight. Oh, what was his name? Right on the tip of my tongue. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, your first show on satellite was January of 05. It was the day after the Southern Cal Oklahoma national championship game. The next morning. So I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's right there. I think you're right. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, don't really have any musical talent, but when I was 10, my dad taught me how to play the Notre Dame Victory March on the piano. To date, it's the only song I know how to play, and I'm good with that. I can live with that, he says. I can play, I don't even think I can play it anymore, but I used to be able to play the Sailor's Dance. The nun taught me well. Yeah, she taught me quite well. Markets, and I've got it on Fox. My Bloomberg doesn't work anymore, so I've got it on Fox, which I don't like the graphics as much. It was green. I can't tell you right now because it doesn't pop up as readily as the Bloomberg one did. But yeah, it's been pretty happily. They've been predicting doom and gloom in the market for a couple of years now. It hasn't happened yet. It just hasn't. Eric Manuel. Somebody just hit me up. Yes. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, Larry hit me up there. I was talking to Rex Chapman about him a couple of years ago. And Rex, remember we had him on for that hour at the SEC tournament about 3 years ago. And he said Manuel, actually, he thought had talent to play in the NBA. But it never materialized. He thinks that Kentucky kind of ruined it. Hattie Sutton did. At Patton underscore Cook on Twitter. At Billis King. Check us out there. Facebook, Billis King, all the various platforms. I'm on some of them. Some of them I'm not. Don't short Tesla today. Today's not a good day for that either. Lajpah.